David, first of all, tell me the company, what you do.
Basically, we're an agricultural consulting company. Of course, I was a professor at Virginia Tech for 25 years, retired a few years ago, still guest lecture and do a significant amount of travel, work with the agriculture groups, not only here, but around the world.
Well, here at Trends in Agriculture, your topic is defining the new ag community. What does that mean, first of all?
I think traditional is not going to be traditional anymore. As a matter of fact, new ag community is going to be probably seven different business models, ranging all the way from the lifestyle producer at the small end to the large commodity agribusiness. And what is real interesting, I'm going to try to give a context of how this will evolve as we move toward the year 2020.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hear a lot about how it seems like the voices that are against or negative to agriculture as a business and in any of its various components even, that this is drawing more and more companies and producers even into more of a public debate today. Do you see that as part of this new ag community?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, one of the things is when we passed Proposition 2 in California, so much confinement space, this had a ripple effect not only in California but throughout the country. And, you know, it's really interesting whether it's a Hedderite colony in Alberta, they were well aware of it, but also dairymen in Texas or a livestock producer here in Kansas is well aware, and they're aware of the issues and people behind the issues, and it's changing our business models in agriculture.
Well, there's a lot of people who, one, been very involved in either helping or evangelizing using some of these new technologies and communication tools to join the conversation with your detractors as well as your supporters. What do you think are some of the ways that you might suggest that farmers and others, agribusinesses, can look to some of these channels now to help with this?
Well, I think it'll range, depending on your preference. It could be all the way from a simple email to Facebook to Twitter. And one of the things that we're really seeing is a number of peer networks starting to develop around the country, not only to discuss issues centering around animal welfare or use of water or natural resources, but it's also to solve problems in their everyday businesses and also some of the management issues. So there's a wide range of medium out there, and what you have to do is kind of select the medium that you have the talents and you have the time to be able to handle.
So just kind of a takeaway message for agribusiness or agri-marketers, sure. What can they do to help not only hang on to but build their business in this new environment?
Well, I think one of the things is you've got to get into that peer network, and one of the things is you've got to get into that circle. You also have to know who the spheres of influence are, whether it be the lender, the accountant, the crop consultant, the nutritional type of consultant. You've got to be in that type of circle. But one of the things that I'm really going to stress here today is don't forget old school marketing practices. In other words, having the trust, having the knowledge, having the customer knowledge, being available and amenable and being polite and just being able to follow through is still very, very critical in this digital age.
Well, when we mention these social networking communities, it's really all about a conversation that you'd have with a group of people. You're just doing it electronically, and you can't just walk into a group of people and be rude and obnoxious, you know?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, what we call it, it's the National International Coffee Shop. And one of the things, every coffee shop has a pecking order, and you better be aware of that pecking order, and you earn your right to address and speak. And so there's some do's and don'ts out there, and you have to be really, really careful of getting too emotional and getting too personal and too specific. But it can be a great interchange of information and ideas, and one of the things that I have noticed just in the communities that I address, it actually builds on existing type of relationships and just takes them to another level.
Well, we're looking forward to your keynote presentation here, David, at the Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.